So why is it we move the particular ways we do? Well, let's think about what really happens. Maybe we don't all quite move the same way. Maybe there's variation in the population. And maybe those who move better than others have got more chance of getting your children into the next generation. So on evolutionary scales, movements get better. And perhaps through life, movements get better through learning. So what is it about a movement which is good or bad? Imagine I want to intercept this ball. Here are two possible paths to that ball. Well, if I choose the left-hand path, I can work out the forces required in one of my muscles as a function of time. But there's noise added to this. So what I actually get, based on this lovely, smooth, desired force, is a very noisy version. So if I play the same command through many times, I will get a different noisy version each time, because noise changes each time. So what I can show you here is how the variability of the movement will evolve if I choose that way. If I choose a different way, of moving, on the right, for example, then I'll have a different command, different noise, playing through a nonlinear system, very complicated. All we can be sure of is the variability will be different. If I move in this particular way, I end up with a smaller variability across many movements. So if I had to choose between those two, I would choose the right one because it's less variable.